AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Congress is facing an extraordinary test as the Trump administration ramps up the war in Iran. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
At the Pentagon this morning.
We are just getting started.
And later on the Senate floor.
We have a chance to say enough.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Senate will vote on legislation today demanding congressional approval before any more attacks on Iran, saying lawmakers can either side with Americans who don't want war or with Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and President Trump.
As they bumble us headfirst into another war.
The House will vote tomorrow on a similar resolution, and Speaker Mike Johnson says passing it would be a terrible, dangerous idea.
It would empower our enemies. It would kneecap our own forces.
Even if the resolution does get through the GOP-led Congress, the president's almost certain to veto it. Sagar Magani, Washington.
On Capitol Hill, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz defended their efforts to combat fraud and said it was hampered by President Trump's immigration crackdown in the state.
The image of this brutal campaign are seared into our collective memory. The fragile innocence of the 5-year-old boy in a bunny hat being led away from his family. The maddening cruelty of a barely clothed man, a U.S. citizen, being dragged from his house in the dead of winter. The sheer devastation we feel of seeing the lifeless bodies of Renee Good and Alex Pretty.
Republicans on the House Oversight Committee accused Walz of stalling to fight fraud in government programs, saying they put politics ahead of rooting out abuse. An Arkansas man accused of killing his daughter's alleged abuser won the Republican nomination for local sheriff while waiting to stand trial for murder. Aaron Spencer ran on a message of seeing the failures of law enforcement. The House Ethics Committee is investigating Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez over allegations that include having an affair with an aide. This is AP News. Spain's prime minister defended his government's stance against the Iran war.
Spain's Pedro Sanchez said the position of the government can be summed up in four words: no to the war. Sanchez once again criticized the U.S. and Israel's military actions in Iran, standing firm against fresh trade threats from Washington and warning that the Iran war risked playing Russian roulette with millions of lives. President Donald Trump on Tuesday had threatened to end U.S. trade with Spain because of the country's refusal to allow the U.S. to use joint military bases in the country in its attacks on Iran. In the address, Sanchez added, "We're not going to be complicit in something that's bad for the world and is also contrary to our values and interests, just out of fear of reprisals from someone." It's not clear how Trump would cut off trade with Spain, an EU member. The EU negotiates trade on behalf of all its 27 members. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.